Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, August 1st. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. We're exclusively reporting that asset manager BlackRock and stock market index compiler MSCI are under congressional investigation for facilitating U.S. investments in Chinese companies Washington has flagged over security or human rights issues. A House panel has told the two companies that a review of a small part of their activities, which are not illegal, showed they are causing Americans to help fund more than 60 such Chinese companies. BlackRock said it has engaged the House committee directly to better understand its concerns. MSCI said it is reviewing the inquiry. A representative for the Chinese embassy in Washington said politicizing economic, trade, and investment issues runs counter to the principles of market economy. Political action committees supporting Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis topped the field of Republican presidential contenders, according to the group's filings to the Federal Election Commission. DeSantis' super PAC, Never Back Down, reported nearly having $97 million on hand at the end of June. The Trump super PAC, Make America Great Again, reported cash of about $31 million, though the former president's fundraising appears to be burning through cash. His super PAC and two other committees collectively spent over $100 million in the first half of the year, according to the FEC data. Representatives for DeSantis and the Trump campaign didn't respond to requests for comment. And CVS Health says it is cutting 5,000 jobs as part of an effort to reduce costs. The retail pharmacy company says that those jobs are mainly corporate positions and that it doesn't expect customer-oriented roles in stores, pharmacies, and clinics to be affected by the layoffs. CVS says it's also cutting back on travel expenses and the use of consultants and vendors as the company transitions to playing a larger role in treating patients. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed and European shares fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures drifted lower ahead of reports on manufacturing activity and job openings due out this morning. And Uber, Merck, Starbucks, and Pfizer are among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.